Okay, so this is actually the follow-up post to the last thing that I read. And it's another post about pain, blah, 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 blah. See, Herbie gets really upset when I talk about pain. So, hold on. Okay, so I'm just going to go and read that post. And it's been, a couple weeks. Okay, so I haven't been on here for quite a few days, maybe more than a week, and I haven't read any additional threads on my recent post about my pain and treatments I've been getting from Jason. But what I was just telling my husband, I wanted to share with some of you. And yes, this will also be a long post. Jason has done another 90-minute session with me, as well as a few short directed sessions focusing on specific body parts that needed relief. The first day I had Jason over, I'd been in a deep and severe state of immense suffering for well over a week. My mental state had gone beyond suicidal ideation to actually formulating theoretical plans. At one point, I actually visualized getting my 9mm out of my safe and putting it in my mouth and pulling the trigger. That is how profoundly low I had become. Rock bottom was so much higher than where I was, I'd have needed a ladder to even reach it. Having chronic pain can be manageable. You can relieve a portion of that discomfort and even find joy, happiness, and a measure of contentment in your day-to-day existence, which I have done, absolutely. So this is in no way a please throw Janet a pity party post. I neither want or need pity, sympathy, or anything of the sort. What I want is for people who might be in a similar state to know that there's someone out here who understands them and can possibly assist and guide them to a better way to live day to day. Now, to be very clear about my suicidal state of mind, that is something born purely out of years upon years of physical and therefore cognitive and emotional despair, deep psychic wounds from other events and traumas in my past, and living inside of the prison, my own body, with absolutely no way to escape it. And that pain cycle was, by far, the most intense, worst pain I've ever been in over 10 plus years of dealing with chronic pain. It was not manageable, not escapable, and there was not one thing that could be done to relieve it. My mental state was so bad that I was attempting to psychologically diminish my personal value, to convince myself that I offer nothing to anyone of any import, and that I would simply not be missed, and my contribution to the world was negligible, if not completely absent. Let me also be very clear in that if I got to the point where I was actually starting to consider suicide as a real option, I would ask that my husband hospitalize me immediately. I would not ever allow that to come to fruition. I would not ever do that to my children. Not ever. Ever. The really interesting part of what Jason has been able to do for me and achieve over the past 2 to 3 weeks is that he has allowed me to break through insurmountable barriers personally, mentally, and physically that 25 years of various therapists and a multitude of doctors and a plethora of medications have grossly failed at. The psychological brick wall I had to walk through to simply undress and allow a man to see and touch my body in a 100% non-sexual way, important distinction, was so vast and so huge, I cannot accurately convey how inexorably difficult that was for me. I thought it would be impossible. Truly, I did. And let's not discount the vastly important benefits he has brought to me in terms of physical relief. Some of you know about how I feel about religion. Some of you know how I feel about religion. I think it's one of the most evil and destructive forces on earth and always has been for the length of history. But I was in such a low place, lower than I had ever been. I prayed to God and asked for relief. And the unequivocal answer to that prayer was that Jason Cerna came into my life. Period. I'd also like to formally recognize the unflagging, never-wavering emotional and physical support that my husband, who I won't fully name, has provided to me. Specifically over the years that I've lived with and survived chronic pain, but more importantly over the past weeks and months where I've been wholly unable to care for not only myself, but mostly unable to care for my household and children. He has kept up the house, waited on me and the children with nary a complaint, and never with resentment or causing me to feel like a burden, not even a little. I need to check the time. Okay. How many men do you know with the strength and fortitude to maintain that for as long as he has, cheerfully, lovingly, and still makes me feel important and integral to his life and our home? He is without a doubt the best of men, and offers unconditional love, the real and true kind, asking nothing in return but my occasional companionship. He is the rarest of men. I simply cannot accurately portray how much this man has done for me, my children, and countless others simply out of the kindness of his heart, wanting no pat on the back, no reward of any kind. It's remarkable. He's remarkable. Okay, that's all for now. I just cannot really have imagined being gifted and blessed with a better group of loved ones, and so am so beyond grateful. It's almost impossible to appropriately convey. And that's the story for today. That is what has been going on in this person's life. And I bet it makes you feel a lot better about your own, because you can probably cook mac and cheese, right? Or take the garbage out. Be well and get well if you're not. And peace and love and all that horse shit. Love ya.